Okay, everybody, we're going to call the April Personnel Committee to order. First on the agenda, we've got our new business. We're going to get started off on that. We've got a list of items tonight for that. The first one, do I have a motion to put appointment to the Faulkner County Museum Board on the table for discussion?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Okay, and we've got an appointment here for the Faulkner County Museum Board. Judge, I'm going to give it to you if you'd like to speak.
Yes, sir. Mr. Parsons, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I met with Mr. Parsons. I know that he'll be a great appointee. You can, I haven't seen your packet, but I'm sure you've seen his application. 28-year educator. He's currently, this is, of course, the museum board, and he's currently the city historian for the city of Holland. Church historian for Oakland United Methodist Church. You're familiar with that church, very old and historic church here in the county. He is a social studies and U.S. history teacher. I had to make sure on that. Former member of the Faulkner County Historical Society. Great gentleman, very knowledgeable, and his heart's in the right place for the museum.
Awesome. Thank you, Judge.
Well, that he's a longtime volunteer fireman also.
Is he really?
Yes, he was.
Awesome.
And he's a super good guy all around.
So thank you for your consideration on that.
Thank you. Does the committee have any questions? Anybody in the audience have anything? Okay. All those in favor of sending this to the full court, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. The ayes have it. And the second thing on our agenda is an appointment to the Faulkner County Public Facility Board. I'll take a motion to put this on the table for discussion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Judge, I'll give it to you again.
All right. Thank you for your consideration. I've appointed Brett McDaniel, asking for your confirmation, of course. Brett is the current Chief Operating Officer for Conway Corp. And the position that I'm appointing him to is the vacant position once filled by Greg Dell, the former Chief Operating Officer for the Conway Corporation. I've known Brett just through my capacity as county judge and seen him work in various settings. And, of course, he's got the recommendation of Conway Corp and outgoing Chief Operating Officer, recently retired, actually, Chief Operating Officer Greg Dell. Brett's wonderful, wonderful at what he does. He has an engineering background. And I, of course, think that we need to have Conway Corp presence on that board.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you for your consideration.
Yes, sir. Does the committee have any questions? Anybody in the audience?
Brett's a fine fighter. He'd be good on it. He'd be a good addition.
Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay. If there is nothing else, all those in favor of sending Mr. McDaniel's application to the full court, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Ayes have it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judge. Okay, next up on the agenda is proposed ordinance 24-13 for a library position. I'll take a motion to put proposed ordinance 24-13 on the table for discussion.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Mr. McGraw, I'll give it to you. You can tell us what's going on with this position.
The Faulkner County Library is the largest classics library in the state of Arkansas. We have a fraction of the staff that we will find in Craighead County, Slynn County, Garland County, any of our other classics counties except maybe Lone Oak or White County. Payroll is $1 million less than most of those other libraries. We're actually, our payroll is about comparable to what the City of Rogers Public Library is doing right now. 85% of the traffic in our system goes through Conway. We, in 2020, with the libraries closed, with the schools closed, we decided to peel off a member of our front desk staff. They had a master's in elementary education. We thought they would be better served doing more programs for children, and that has borne fruit. But now we are back to pre-COVID numbers. We are seeing about 20,000 people come in right now when it's the slow time of the year. And this summer we're going to be looking at about 32,000 people coming in every single month. So I'm really hurting at the front desk for those people who are the frontline desk staff. who meets you when you are figuring out that you don't know what you're looking for, whether it's filling out a job application or running off your invoices for your business or just checking out books.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Does anybody on the committee have any questions for Mr. McGraw? Anybody in the audience have anything? Questions, comments? Okay. All those in favor of sending proposed ordinance 24-13 to, I guess that would be Budget and Finance, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you, Mr. McGraw.
Thank you very much.
Okay. The next ones on here, these next three are related. I'll give a little brief overview, and I'll probably let Mr. Anderson or whoever from the judge's office like to discuss these. These are basically three different ordinances that we're proposing here. One of them is for a formal name change. The other one is for position changes and a little bit of a raise there. And basically, when these were brought to me, and I think these are a good thing, basically our structure right now, we've got the road foreman, and then we have some informal positions under that and a hierarchy, and basically everybody in that organization reports to them. And this is actually formalizing some of those positions that these individuals are basically, or the positions they're acting as these, but they're not formally recognized as these positions. And I thought they were a good idea to bring before the committee to hear that. So Mr. Anderson or Judge, whoever would like to talk to him. Well, first off, I guess we'll go, let me do this officially. Do I have a motion to put proposed ordinance 24-14 on the table?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I have a slideshow that reflects what the handout is that you have. If you look up on the screen or on the handout, either one is fine. Judge Dobson came to me about a couple months ago and asked me to take a look at the org chart, the command and control structure, the road shop. He realized that it was need to be updated, if you will. So if you'll turn to the next, the first page after the title page, you'll see that's what our org chart looks like right now. It's flat underneath the road foreman. And that makes it very difficult to gain efficiencies and have a updated what you consider normal command and control org chart. So I looked at it, and if you'll turn to the next slide or the next page, what we're proposing tonight is in green. In the blue and the road foreman, those are the way they are currently. They report directly to the road foreman, and they will continue to report directly to the road foreman. What you'll see are the three positions below that we're asking to rename their existing positions. The first one we'll take up as a construction supervisor. Next slide, please. And that's ordinance 2414, as you just put on the table. Next slide. This person will be in charge of many things across the county. Number one, bridges. He'll be in charge of maintaining a safe bridge structure within our community and county. We still will contract out all the larger bridge projects, but the smaller ones that we've always done, he'll be in charge of those. He'll be in charge of our chip seal operations. It's not just going in and putting a little oil and gravel on the road. You have to go in and prepare it ahead of time. You have to make sure the culverts aren't sinking on you because you'll have bad spots you'll have to dig out and mess up the road after you chip seal. He manages the setup of the roads and the gravel application with the oil and gravel. Also, he'll manage the paving. Now, we'll do the paving via contract, but there's many preparatory things that have to be accomplished before we do overlay payments. Those are, again, culverts, undercutting of the road if necessary. He will have to be in charge of any striping that goes on after the pavement is paved and also dressing the shoulders up. Next thing would be the gravel roads that he's in charge of. He'll be in charge of maintaining the gravel roads that we have. We have graders that maintain those roads, and he'll be in charge of keeping those up to date, as well as any trucks necessary to accomplish his assigned duties. Mr. Chairman, I can continue to talk about the others, but that's the construction supervisor that we want to rename.
Okay. Thank you. Let's go ahead and discuss this one, then we can move on to the next one. Committee, have any questions for Mr. Anderson?
Mr. Anderson, how many employees will report this supervisor?
15.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Anybody else have any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody in the audience have any questions?
Can we say who it is?
We haven't been able, we're not going to announce that just yet.
And typically when we are considering these, we're not considering the person, we consider the position, because people change, they change positions, so that's, we're focused on that.
We need a qualified person in that area.
Yes, sir. Okay. Anything else from the committee on this one? Okay. I will take a motion on this one. There's no funding associated with it, so I will take a motion to send this to the full court for the agenda.
So moved.
Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the ayes have it.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you take up 2416. That's in the next order of the slide.
Okay.
To make it easier for the presentation.
Sure thing.
Thank you.
I'll take a motion to put proposed ordinance 2416 on the table.
So moved.
Second. Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the second position that we want to rename and create a supervisor job out of it. It's the right-of-way supervisor. He'll have 11 people working under him. He'll be responsible for ditching, make sure our ditches are mopped and are flowing with the drainage that enters them properly. He'll also be in charge of the right-of-way mowing. And I'll say that those two jobs, weather permitting, are year-round jobs. You can't ever catch up on those. We just got a lot of ditches to take care of, and mowing is part of that, as well as mopping the ditches. Also, he'll be in charge of tree removal or tree trimming that could be a hazard to the people that drive the road. Sometimes they'll fall across the road and we have to remove it. Sometimes they're about to fall and we try to nip them in the bud and get rid of them before they do fall. Also, we spray selectively parts of our right-of-ways to cut down on the mowing. He'll be in charge of that as well.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Does the committee have any questions regarding this position? Anybody in the audience have any questions? Okay. All those in favor of sending this to Budget and Finance for consideration, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? And the ayes have it. And we will go to, I will take a motion to put proposed ordinance 24-15 on the table for discussion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the grounds maintenance supervisor. He will be in charge of taking care of the grounds and facility maintenance at the road shop, make sure everything is safe, functional, orderly, and neat. If he runs across any issues with mechanical parts of our operation, like heat and air, he may have to call out for those. Obviously, he's not qualified to do that. Also, he will take care of the yard mowing, make sure that's done properly and neat. We'll have a good appearance out at the road shop. Also, road signs. We anticipate with the 911 consolidation that will be resting mainly with the road shop. Most of the time it's done with some help of the road shop now under OEM, but it will shift over to the road department after the consolidation. And the big one that's will be the biggest headache there is the potholes. That's kind of like the ditching and right-of-way mowing. That goes on year-round. We all get calls in, and it's hard to keep up with all of those. So that would be a big operation for him. Subject to questions, Mr. Chairman, that concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Does the committee have any questions regarding this position? Anybody in the audience? Okay. I will take a motion to send Ordinance 24-15 to Budget and Finance for consideration.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Say aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Okay. And that concludes everything that I've got on the list for new business. The only announcement I've got is next month we have had several people reach out as well. We'll have a few more of these appropriations considerations next month, so I plan on calling a meeting. So I know we'll at least have a handful more to go through. So that's all I've got. Thanks. Committee have anything else? Anybody else got anything? Okay, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
We are adjourned. Thank you.